Braden Brown now joined by Osage City boys basketball coach Dennis Fort. We always appreciate him making the time for us. Coach, how's it going so far today?
It's going good. It's really going good.
Hard to believe that the regular season is now in the books and we're gearing up for playoff basketball that begins this week. I know your club will be in action on Thursday. Before we talk about that playoff matchup, let's look back to that last game. You and Lebo went down to the wire with the Wolves picking up the two-point win. Can you walk us through some of the key moments?
Yeah, it was a good battle all the way through. I mean, they took a lead on us there to start the second half, and we were able to kind of battle back and got the lead back on them. And, you know, we kind of exchanged baskets there at the end. But we had our chances to win. We missed three out of four free throws there late. We executed and got some of the things we needed to get. But on the other hand, they made plays when they had to make it, and they might have made a few more plays than we did. It's like I told our kids after the game, we just hadn't been in those situations before. We took at least one bad shot, maybe two. You know, they answered a shot with us and tied the game back up, and it was like our kids didn't realize that. Don't quite understand that you don't have to come down and shoot the first shot. You got to run your offense and try to get a good look and get the best shot possible in that situation. But our kids just haven't been in that situation much this year. It seems like the games we won by double figures, and the games that we lost a lot of those by double figures. And, you know, the last shot you might take in the last 4 minutes of the game, might not be a good shot. In the first three quarters, it was probably a good shot. But in the last 4 minutes of the game, it may not have been a good shot. You know, you got to get the ball in your best kids' hands and get them in the best positions where they can score. And we just aren't used to doing that. But we are excited about what we're doing with our kids. You know, we got young kids, and we'll have a lot of these kids back for next year. So the more times they're in those situations, eventually down the road, we'll start winning those games.
You mentioned being in those situations. It was a close one for you last Tuesday as well. As a coach, I know you're falling in both of those games, but it's got to also help, you know, get playoff tested, right, to be in those close games going down to the wire.
Yeah, you hope so. You hope so. I mean, this time of the year, it comes down to who might have the better team. And, you know, we're sitting right now, we were the eighth seed in our sub-state out of 16 teams, so we're right in the middle of the pack. So we're going to find out how good we are, how bad we are here coming up this next week. You know, it's always a fun time of the year. It's winner take all and move on. Your records all go back to 0-0. And it's fun to start to get into this time of the year. If you win, you get to move on. If you lose, you go to your spring sports and put the basketballs away and, you know, try again next year and sit down and have a talk with your kids and figure out what you're going to do to improve between now and next year and try to give them the opportunities to improve. So it's always fun this time of the year.
Osage City boys basketball coach stopping by. You mentioned playoff basketball coming up for you on Thursday against Iola. What do you know about them?
We played them earlier in the year, and it was, I think, might have been our second game of the year. It's kind of funny. Both these teams were going to – one of us is going to start off as one of our first games of the year and one of our last games of the year. We beat them in our preseason tournament. It was a close game, went wire to wire to at the end. And I think we ended up beating them by 7 or 8 or something like that. But, you know, that was so long ago. I guarantee our team is a lot different now than it was then. And I'm sure their team is a lot different than it was then. So we'll get us, we've got a little bit of game film some prior game film or recent game film, and looked at that and see what they're doing a little bit different, seeing what we need to do a little bit different. And I don't know. I think it'll be a close game. Honestly, anybody could win it. I guess the advantage we might have is we're able to host that game. We're not on the road. So we'll see if that plays anything to do with it. Who knows?
Never want to overlook an opponent or anything like that. But when you look at the entire sub-state and how things drawn out, you would take on the one seed. Obviously, right, you want to avoid the one as long as possible or be the one. What's your thoughts on the draw just kind of overall?
Well, it doesn't bother me. If you're going to get state tournament, you have to play these teams anyway. I mean, why not play them? I've always had the philosophy. I think I can beat a team that's better than me. Obviously, Burlington's better than us if we would happen to get Burlington. And like you said, you can't look past your opponent, but you do have to kind of look into the future a little bit. But I've always said, or I've always had the thought that if I'm going to have to beat like a Burlington, who's the one seed, and I'm the eight seed, I would rather play them in one of the first or second rounds. And the reason is because you get to the championship round and the excitement of it and the crowd and everybody from everybody's hometown is there and the gym is rocking and it's going, and the better team will sometimes just get a little bit better than you just because of the atmosphere. And if you can catch them on maybe the semifinal round, and a lot of times in the past I've had that extra day of preparation to get ready for them, it does make a difference. And if I'm going to play Burlington, I'd rather play him in the semifinals than have to play him in the championship game. So, and we played Burlington earlier this year. They put it to us pretty good. And I told my kids, I'd love a chance to play him again. And we got that chance to do it. So we'll see what happens. And like I said, we are in no position to be worrying about Burlington right now. We are the 8 seed playing the 9 seed. So us and Iola might be two teams that are about as evenly matched as they could be, and that game could go either direction. It really could.
Dennis, we always appreciate the insights. What do you think is going to be the biggest key to Thursday night's game against Iola?
Well, it's the same thing for us. It's the same thing every game. You know, there's no magical formula for us. We're not going to have some trick play or trick offense or trick defense. It's just how well can we do the stuff we've been practicing every single day for the last several weeks to try to get better. We've struggled all year long to get back on defense. And, you know, if you can't sprint back on defense and get defensive transition and get matched up and you give, you know, 4, 5, 6, 8 points, that's a big deal. And at the end of your defense, if you can't rebound and you give up 4, 6, 8 points, something like that, at the end of your defense, that's a big deal. You put those two things together, and you're already down 10 or 12 points because you just can't sprint back and you just can't rebound. It doesn't matter how good you are in the middle. You could be the best defensive team in the world, but if you can't get back and get your defense set and you can't finish the possession by rebounding, it's all for nothing. And those two things are key to us. They've been key to us. We've struggled with it all year long. And what's frustrating as a coach, I don't see defensive transition as an ability thing or a skill thing. I see it as an effort thing. I mean, are you determined that if you score a layup or you hit a shot, or even when you miss a shot, are you going to sprint back and try to make sure you at least give yourselves a chance to play solid defense against somebody? Or are you just going to, it's really not that important to you, and you're not going to put that little bit of extra effort it takes to sprint back and get on defense? Same thing with rebounding. It's not it is a skill thing, but it's not. It's effort probably as much as anything. The skill is important, but the effort is, and the desire is more important than the skill. And, you know, that's just kind of where we are this year. We're playing young kids, and I think they're kind of learning and kind of understanding the importance of those two aspects of the game. But it's been a battle all year long, but I think they are getting better at it. And we keep practicing it and keep practicing it and keep practicing. And at some point in time, they'll figure it out.
Dennis Fore, Osage City Boys Basketball Coach, we've appreciated his insights all season long. Coach, good luck this Thursday.
Appreciate it.